on Rules and Legislative Administration to order. The clerk will note the roll. Aaron Murphy moves approval of the minutes. Discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion prevails. Rules calendar for the day. Representative Carlson moves rules calendar for the day. Discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. I will move House Concurrent Resolution number 1, which is in our packet. Any discussion? Members, this is the Concurrent Resolution on deadlines. Representative Pawlowski.
Mr. Chair, does this bear any relationship to what's going on in the Senate? It does.
Representative Pawlowski, yes, it does. If you see in here, it discusses on line 1.13 the deadline for the Senate to act favorably on appropriation bills, and it also talks about targets in 1.14 through 1.16.
Well, Mr. Chair, that's not my question. My question is this the same calendar the Senate's going to use?
Representative Pawlowski, this is a concurrent resolution, so we're hoping we approve it and then they approve it, yes.
Okay, so you anticipate, Mr. Chair, that they're going to approve this?
I do.
I'm relieved by that.
Okay. Representative Paulson. Paulson, that is correct. On line 1.10, 1.11, that would be the policy deadline. We only have one deadline, March 23rd. Representative Tingleson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question about the third deadline. I see that is several weeks out from the second deadline, which is a little unusual, a little different from past years. Maybe you could give us more insight on that.
Sure, Representative Tingleson. The third deadline is the deadline for the leadership of the Senate and the House to give targets to the conference committees. So that actually is a little different than deadlines have been in the past, but I think that helps us get to a conclusion of the session. So that's what that third deadline is. Other questions? Representative Hobbs.
Thank you. We could always entertain amendments to this to punish the leadership, I guess, but you can save that for the floor, hopefully.
Any other questions? Representative Tingleton.
Mr. Chair, I'm assuming the second deadline is kind of geared around what's going to be the Easter Passover break. Do we have more information on that?
That is correct. The second deadline is for our bills to be in Finance Committee, and the Passover actually starts at 3 p.m. on the 2nd of April, and we'll probably be looking at a one-week break then. Other questions? Hearing none. I'll renew my motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion prevails.